I'm Bill Littlefield. It's time for three stories you should know, and this week we're going to talk about concussions, sneakers, and sheriffs, or at least sheriff, or at least an aspiring sheriff. And this week we're in the studios of ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut. My guests are Bob Lee, longtime host of ESPN's Outside the Lines and now a co-host of ESPN's weekly show E60, and Jeremy Schapp, co-host and reporter for ESPN's E60. Welcome to both of you.
Great to be here.
A pleasure, sir.
I feel a little silly saying welcome to both of you since I'm in your studio.
Hope you enjoyed your time here.
It's been very nice.
That's great.
Jeremy, you go first.
Well, the concussion issue is the biggest issue on the landscape in sports, and it has been for a while now. And I think we're just at the beginning of finding out how this is going to affect participation in the collision sports, football, hockey, soccer, wrestling even, where there is head trauma. Obviously, auto racing is a factor. We can go on and on. There is so much at stake here in terms of viewership, quality of play. We are more disconnected than we have ever been in this country from, for instance, the sport of boxing. The question now is, to what extent is that going to happen? It's already happening to some extent, but how much further is it going to go in the collision sports with kids?
All right, Bob, Jeremy has posed the question. You get to be the first to try to answer it.
This is a serious issue, certainly medically. It's a public health issue. The pipeline question is essential for professional sports, but we see it trickling down to the high school levels in participation. We see it sometimes manifested in the interest, for example, and participation rates of high school football. You start to see the consolidation of different schools, other schools dropping the sport, and there's no doubt that over the last 10 years, parents are paying attention.
Let me throw this back to you, Jeremy, since it was your topic to begin with. What is the future of this game?
One thing I've learned, Bill, you know, working in this business for a while, predicting the future is very difficult. I mean, if you looked at the New York Times sports section or the Chicago Tribune sports section or the LA Times 60 years ago, what was it all about? It was all about baseball, college football, horse racing, and boxing. So nothing's at the top of the mountaintop forever. If you ask me, if I had to guess right now, is the NFL, is pro football going to remain at the very top of North American sports 30 years from now? I think this is an existential issue.
Bob, I know your topic is very different.
The mystique of the sneaker goes back to the Spike Lee commercials with Michael Jordan and the birth of the Nike brand. And onto the scene over the last several months, and our network has, some would say, might have been called an enabler here. You don't have to be that raucous, but LeVar Ball and his three sons, but principally LeVar, as a proponent of his son's excellence, of trying to package them as a deal for a proposed $1 billion sneaker proposition, and to put out his own brand of clothing, and now sneakers. A $495 shoe, a $220 sandal, and suggesting that Michael Jordan couldn't sell $495 shoes. Now, Ball is the perfect person for the media moment of 2017 because he knows he's human clickbait. He knows that TV shows want him. He's compelling. He's also the most American of figures. He's an entrepreneur. What distinguishes him from Phil Knight?
Except or Donald Trump, for that matter.
Well, yes, except he doesn't have the nuclear codes yet. But, you know, except 40 years and a different postmark on his letters, that's the difference between LeVar Ball. There are some that are saying that this is the apocalypse come to life, and others that say, here's a guy establishing his brand. Yes, is he drawing attention away from his kids, but trying to get his piece of the pie. I vacillate myself whether I admire him for being brutally honest and seeing the world for what it is, which is this capitalist pie, and he's got the biggest knife out there cutting the biggest piece he can, or whether it is indeed the pillars of civilization are crumbling about us.
All right. Once again, Jeremy, Bob has set the table for you.
Well, Bill, you know, we're here in Bristol, Connecticut. We're probably only about 28, 29 miles from the city limits of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Course, home to the birthplace of P.T. Barnum. In some ways, Mr. Ball is inheriting a very American mantle from Barnum. He is the guy at the center of the circus. He is drawing the attention to himself. He's saying, you know, come into the tent, see what my guys can do. see how outrageous we can be. You know, so I vacillate too on this, like, Bob, is this dangerous or is it harmless? Is it somewhere in between? I think I lean closer to the harmless. I think Mr. Ball has been inspired clearly by the words of the great Irish wit Oscar Wilde. Nothing succeeds like excess. And that has driven the pricing of the shoes. The whole point of making them $495, making them that expensive, $495 and $995, the whole point is to be expensive, to draw attention. And yet it's still the old marketing trick of putting it just below the round number. So it seems to be fighting itself. Shouldn't it be $500 and $1,000?
Your arguments are compelling. But there's still a little voice in the back of my head that's saying that this whole phenomenon is so utterly ridiculous and such a wild adventure in ego and tone-deaf publicity at this time in our lives.
You've described America.
That we should walk away from it. But we can't, I guess, because there it is.
Shaq has a sneaker. It sells for $30. But what is the lineage of LeVar Ball? It goes all the way back to Air Jordan. It is supremely American, and all the excess is we got what we deserved. And what we deserve is LeVar Ball on your phone, on your TV, on your radio, on your internet. Mm. And first day out, they sold $150,000 worth of shoes first day. Now, I don't know if that's a good number or a bad number, but it was a number. People were buying. Some people were buying.
All right. Once again, as is our custom on Three Stories You Should Know, we have saved the most important story.
All right. I'm ready for this now.
Shaquille O'Neal wants to be a sheriff. And his platform is very encouraging to me. His platform is he wants people to love and respect law enforcement officers. He's not sure where he's going to do it. He's a resident of Florida, but he's also a resident of Georgia. And he has experience as an honorary deputy in L.A., Miami, Tempe, Arizona, several other towns in Florida. It'd be very interesting to me to see the crime stats when Shaq is in office, wherever he happens to take office. Sheriff Shaq, I like it. I like the idea of his size 107 cowboy boots on the desk in the sheriff's office as he sits back in a creaky desk chair. It's irresistible to me. Would you vote for him?
Would I vote for Shaq? Well, I'm from New York. I know you guys are Jersey guys like Shaq, so you're inclined.
You're outvoted here, Shaq.
You're inclined
right
to vote for him. You know, I don't think we have sheriffs in New York City. I know we have marshals, but they're job description is mostly seizing property. If it were a ceremonial thing, I like it, but I don't know if I want to place all of that power in the hands of someone with relatively little experience. I like Shaq. I've known him for a long time. I did a story about him when he was a rookie in the league. He's got a great sense of humor. He can laugh at himself. Those aren't necessarily the qualities you most want from a Wyatt Earp type.
Wyatt Earp. Wait a minute. No place has a sheriff like Wyatt Earp. Now.
Well, you know,
the dusty streets.
There is, you know, we can be nostalgic about these things.
Very
that's serious.
I think sheriff. You know, I'm thinking John Ford and Wyatt Earp. I'll vote for him. What the heck?
Come back, Shane.
And what
all
about
of,
you, Bob?
All of that power in the hands of a guy who can't hit free throws, too.
That's true.
But you
that's,
know,
that's a good point.
There's no question where something like this.
Media is so negative.
A 7-foot-1 sheriff who could post up any bad guy. Now, Bill, it can't happen in Georgia. It has to happen in Florida. I mean, this is right out of a Dave Barry or Carl Hiaasen novel. You know, we've got an NBA pro basketball Hall of Famer, a 7-1 badass sheriff. And his name is Shaquille O'Neal. I endorse it heartily.
My guests for this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know have been ESPN's Bob Lee and Jeremy Schapp, and they will be co-hosting a new weekly edition of E60, which airs Sunday mornings at 9 on ESPN. You can link to more information at onlyagame.org. Jeremy and Bob, what fun to have you on Three Stories You Should Know, and thank you very much for your hospitality here at ESPN.
It's been great to have you here. Thank you so much.
I hope you check out the cafeteria before you leave.
It's primo.